I'd like to deal today with the secret of having victory and peace in our soul. There's a secret to it. Having victory and peace in our soul. Before I start and have you to turn in your Bible, I want you to know that we cannot make it without Jesus.
That's right, we can't.
My Lord. He's our hope. He's our very life. Can you say he's my keeper?
Yeah.
He and he alone is my success in this world.
Yes.
Without him, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Until we can get to that place of surrender and total dependency upon him, we all will fail. Our trust and our faith in him can only be anchored by our obedience to him. Can I say he is my sustainer? The desire of our heart to love and serve him will root and ground us in these troubling times. There can be no confidence, no deep assurance in our soul without committing ourselves to God and his will. Holy, can you say he's my anchor?
Yeah.
He is what's holding me. His grace is what's keeping me.
Yeah.
He's not only my Savior, but he is my healer.
Yeah.
He's my way maker. He's my need supplier. He's my soul provider. He's the blesser of my heart. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah, yeah. Yeah. Lord. Yeah.
Children, we got to go God's way,
right,
to prosper and be blessed in our soul. We true Christians have learned that we cannot lean on our own understanding in life.
That's right.
It ain't enough. We must lean upon him, yeah, on God. We cannot work anything out for our good on our own. It's not in us to guide our own footsteps. Can I tell everybody in this house, and I feel him so sweet in my soul today, human flesh will fail. Our strength is too weak. Our knowledge is not sufficient to save us. We're helpless, earthly creatures, and hopeless without God and the sweet indwelling Holy Ghost. This is the reason that we need him. There is a place we must get to in him. A place of humility. For there and there alone is where we find God's grace. It's in that place of commitment and yieldedness to him like a little child that we find our strength and our comfort to live in this whole world. If you got your Bibles today, I want you to turn. I could not get out of this. I went to the left, I went to the right, I went through my Bible, and the Lord said, I told you to teach and preach on this one. I said, okay, God. How many knows he can open our eyes?
Yes.
The good spirit of the Lord can speak to our heart and lead us in the right way.
That's right.
The blessed route to victory in our life. Turn with me into Psalm 131. Psalm 131. And we're going to read verse 1 and verse 2. As you're turning there, I want you to listen to David's sincere attitude in his prayer and how he approached the Lord. David was in desperate need, Brother Ron, and he knew it. He wanted God's help, divine help. There was a place that David had to get to be in the right condition for the Lord to move for him. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Psalm 131 and 1. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have, what's that next word?
Behaved.
I have behaved and what?
Quieted
myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. You may be seated. We're going to look today at these words, quieted, behaved, weaned, to be weaned. And like a mother weans a child, did you know that the Holy Ghost, God, can wean us away from things and draw us nearer to him.
Right.
Sometimes we just need to be weaned and draw closer to God. Holy Lord. Look close now as I open this up to us. What David is saying to the Lord in these two verses, oh God, I'm surely not coming to you in a sense of pomp and pride.
Right.
I'm a broken man. How many's ever been in a place? I need God.
Yes.
Oh, I'm a broken man. And I am helpless. And oh Lord, I'm in need. God, I'm coming. And I'm humbling myself before you. Can I tell you, when you are really in need, everybody in this house and me too, when we're really in need, when we are desperate, and we really want God's help, we will humble ourselves in his presence. He's got every answer that we need. He's got the very touch we need. How many knows people can't help you? They can do good things to help in little ways, but how many knows we need God in the big things? Hallelujah to the Lord. I can't lead my own self. I can't keep my own self. But I tell you, if I love him and I serve him and do what I can, he will keep me. He will bless me. He is my healer. He's my sustainer. He's the one that keeps me going. Lord, I don't come to you in pride or pomp. I don't have all the answers. But Lord, I am in need. I empty my heart out to you. I'm a broken man. Lord, I've gone as far as I can go. And I need that help, that hand for glory. I need your hand, God, to help me in this time of need. Wave your little hand to the Lord. Praise be to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, oh God. These scriptures just tore me all to pieces. Oh God, the word of God. Did you know we get our help by watching others too?
Yes.
Did you know we could read our Bibles and look how men and women of old made it and what they had to go through and how God intervened and he broke through and he helped them? Did you know we go by others' testimony, how God has delivered and answered prayer, and we could say, Lord, you can do that for them. You can do that for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Praise be to the Lord.
Yes. Praise.
Jesus. Children, we cannot save ourselves.
No.
The Bible teaches us that all pride and self-will and self-wants, the feeling of self-sufficiency and that old stubbornness that goes with it, that has to be emptied out to approach our loving Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And to come into his presence. It's like a child, Brother Ronnie, learning to walk. The mother holds it by its little hand and tells it, honey, right there's daddy. Go ahead to him. You're starting to walk now. You're wobbly and you fall at times. That mother picks that little child up, holds it up, gets it balanced. The daddy's a standing right over across the room saying, come on. Come on, honey. You can do it. You can do it. She lets loose of that little hand and that little baby waddles. You know, babies have to learn a whole lot when they're growing up through their stages. Oh, when you got a good mommy and a good daddy that is there to help you and pick you up when you're in need and when you fall. Raise your little hand. I've got somebody that when I fall, when I'm down, when I feel down, holy, holy, when I'm down in spirit, I reach up. And he reaches down. That's like an earthly mother. I'm trying to compare this to the spiritual. Come on, honey. I'm going to let loose on you. Somewhere, day by day, you're going to get stronger. Your legs will get stronger. Go to your daddy. It might fall before it gets there. That daddy comes over and picks it up in its arms and loves it and tells it, you're doing good. You're doing good, honey. Don't ever feel like you have to stay down for the rest of your life in the spirit. Come on, daylight. When I fall, rejoice not against me, oh mine enemy, because I'm going to rise up. I'm going to get back up. I've got a heavenly Father that loves me. Hey, Lord, he'll be there in my time of need. Hey, Lord, his hand, his arm is longer than mine. His hand is stronger than mine. And oh, when the hand of God gets a hold of you and picks you up.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Let's just praise him. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I'm serving one that is faithful. I'm serving one that is able. Hallelujah. I'm to keep that which I've committed unto him until the day he calls me home.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Children, I pray and pray and pray through the week. Mary can tell you for these lessons. And what I give you, it's for me too. And I thank God for that. Oh, Lord. How many has ever felt weak and struggling to stand? You've got problems. There ain't one in here today, and I love you. There ain't a one of you that ain't got any problems. Oh. You've got your problems. You're trying to walk for God. And you're trying to work through these things. Lord, I just can't make it on my own. Circumstances will break us sometimes. How many knows that?
Yeah.
Our circumstances can break you. Humility is the very place to be for God to work. An humble heart, a willing vessel. Can I tell you, everyone, God will work in you. He'll work in you. He'll work on you. And he will work for you. The broken man, David, was in that place of helplessness. I'm totally insufficient in myself, Lord. So I'm coming and humbling myself before you. I'm falling into your arms. Listen, oh God, I'm tired of being like I am. I need and I want a change in my life. I don't have all the answers in my life, but you do. Oh Lord, I can't fix myself. I can't fight my own battles. I can't fix my problems or anything. I know that you can.
Yes.
So, dear Jesus, I'm emptying myself out at your feet. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, and I'm giving it all to you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I come and I fall into your arms as a little child, and I am going to trust you. Listen, children, God requires a childlike faith to serve him, as humble as a little child. Holy Lord, it's a simple faith that really trusts us. Notice what David said here in this verse 2. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. How many wants to go deep here today?
Yeah.
How many wants to get right in that Hebrew in the dictionary and look up what David is saying about the Holy Ghost? I quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Say it with me. I quieted myself.
I quieted myself.
I'm like a weaned child. Oh, Jesus. I want you to look for a moment. A nursing child, even though it's young and helpless, it cries because it wants its mother's milk.
Come on.
That baby is restless. Oh, it wrestles. It flails its arms and kicks. It's so impatient. A baby will whine and sometimes throw a fit and a tantrum until it gets what it wants. This is human nature. It's inbred in every one of us that God has to work with to get out of us, to get it out of us, or we will grow up with a selfish and a childish spirit.
Amen.
For the rest of our life and never be what God really wants us to be. Children, I'm using the natural to convey the spiritual to show you what God requires out of every one of us to make us mature. Can you say, Lord, I want to be mature in the Spirit?
Yes.
Mature in God.
Yes.
Holy Lord. To grow, God wants us to grow and be spiritually wise and useful in his work and kingdom. A baby in its infant stages is always looking. They notice everything. Oh, the little baby's got its eyes open anyhow. Wow, we, what a new world around here.
Yeah.
Great, eh? It goes through its stages.
Yeah.
It's always a looking. It's a reaching for this. Mother, let's loose this hand over here. It's a reaching for that. Wow, I want this. I want that. Holy God. It's always a looking. It's grasping for everything that it sees. Oh, Jesus. It's crying because it wants its own way.
Amen.
Ouch. By its actions, it's a saying, and it's flailing and looking and grasping and reaching and whining and crying. I want that. give me that, Mommy. Praise God. I want this. I want that. Ain't this like our human nature? We just want things, to have things our own way. But a good and a wise mother knows that there's a time as her baby gets older, she must wean that child away from the milk stage. Honey, it's time for you to grow up.
Yes.
It's just time for you to start putting away those childish things. That child must be and has to be trained to grow out of the childhood stage.
Yeah.
Or it will remain a baby, a childish for the rest of its life. She does this to progress that child along, and as she does, listen now, it will learn, and she'll be able to give it soft foods. Eventually, the child begins to eat and drink on its own. My goodness, Johnny, you're doing good. It's not stopped loving and needing its mother, though. But it is maturing to the point where it doesn't need and have to have its mother to pamper it and give it everything it wants anymore. The elementary and the babyish ways start being put aside. It is learning and growing up. Can I tell us, you got to want this. You got to want to learn to grow spiritually and be mature in the things of the Lord to have victory in your soul. God is wanting to bring us all closer to Him, to be mature in His ways, to be led by His Spirit and filled. Oh, God. You know, you teach things and everything, and you have your own experiences. Nobody's ever had those times. Lord, help me. We went and ate today at Burger King. Here I've all taught all this, you know, and I'm just crying over the message. And I get up there and order my sandwich, and Mary, she stays up there to get it all and bring it back in a big old bag. So we're sitting back here at the table. And I ordered one of those. I said, I want that right there, loaded right there. It had tomato on it and lettuce and mayonnaise. Hey, show the picture right there, tomato on it. And I'm telling you, when Mary brought that back there, and we had an order of fries to go with her sandwich. I'm sitting there and I'm getting that stuff out and I unwrapped that. I said, where's my tomato?
That's me. Yeah.
Mary says, I'll go up there. It wouldn't take just a minute or two. I'll go up there and get you a tomato. I said, that's all right. Listen, I poured those fries out, and they was so much salt on them. I mean, I had salt all over my hands, and I had to get towels, paper towels, and I had to pick up each French fry and go. And I said, oh, Lord, I wasn't paying any attention to what I was doing. A pile of ketchup right there, I was dipping it in there. I was breaking all that salt off, just going in the ketchup. Lord have mercy. You know, we learn as we go.
Loaded.
I mean, it was loaded, honest. And I went over the side of the table and there's a regular dog like that. I'm telling you, it looked like it snowed on my pants. I'm not exaggerating. You ask her, it was completely loaded with salt. Needless to say, I didn't eat all them fries. I told him I had blood pressure.
Give him
that
salt next time.
I said that to say this. And honest, I was tempted to complain and fuss. Lord said, what are you teaching today? I didn't fuss. I didn't complain. Jeff, only thing I said, Lord have mercy, look at this. It looks like it snowed all over his table. My pants, I ain't got no tomato on my sandwich.
I didn't even get the hamburger.
How many's ever had little situations like this in your life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know a lot of times if we're not mature, really praying in the Lord and seeking Him, we can have our own meltdown. We can. We can fuss, grumble, complain, raise our voice and stuff. What I'm teaching you today is what a mother does to wean that child. Proverbs says, train up a child in the way it should go. And when it's old, it won't depart from it. It's a way that you're brought up, a way you're trained to be content and to not go through these episodes of meltdowns and stuff. Anybody got a thought here today? Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, God, I praise you. You know, this brings it home to every one of us. And the little things. Lord, make me happy. Make me content. Oh, God. 2 Peter 3:18. The Bible says, by the Holy Ghost through Peter, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When Jesus comes, he's coming for the humble, trusting souls that love him and are serving him. Praise God.
Yeah.
As we grow older in our young childhood days, we come to realize, that is, if we've got a good mother, there's nobody like my mom.
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
Right.
That child has now learned that being with its mother, it can now sit peacefully and quietly in her arms, content to know that it is with the one it loves and trusts. That's the reason David says, I have behaved myself. I have quieted myself. How many of those children, we need the Holy Ghost to help us. We need the Comforter to help us. We need God's sweet Spirit to settle us and to comfort us. Well, does that wise mother ever have to correct her child when it needs it?
Yes.
Double yes. Mommy whipped me, not very many times, but I dreaded daddy.
Yeah.
Mommy whipped me. I'd be doing something, and I don't remember, but what I was doing back then, I'd get into something, mommy tell me, no, get away from that, get away from that. Quit. Come over and just ring my ear, get over here. I told you to quit that. Did I learn? You better believe it. Get my ear twisted. But I'll tell you one thing. When daddy whipped me, double it up. He told me one time not to do something, and I went right straight, and it just enthralled me. I just had to do this, and I did it. Daddy heard the gun shooting. He had told me, he said, I don't want you down there shooting that gun. You and the neighbor boy there are chasing rats out for one another. Both of you taking turns shooting rats. You're going to shoot one of them. He's going to shoot you. You're going to shoot him. Dad doesn't want me. Well, Randy's fault. Randy says, Papa's got that .22 down there and said it's plumb loaded. And he says, they bring out old slop, they go to these schools and get all that slop what the kids don't eat, their big old 50-gallon barrels and stuff. Come in there and back that truck up, next to that hog pen, and to get buckets of it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He's talking about stinking. And walk over there and raise it up over that big board and just fill that big trough full of slop. Man, those rats, they was rats everywhere. Had holes in on stuff, and they'd come in there. When them hogs over there asleep, them rats come in there and get their share of it. Randy says, let's go down there and shoot us some rats. Done, Dad, done told me. I don't want you down there. Randy says, come on. That devil will get you in trouble. People can get you in trouble, too. Got down there. It's about 100 yards from the house. And Randy shot. I don't know if he got any rats or not. He said, it's your turn, Tommy. I said, okay. Went over and he went around the side right there, and that big old rat ran in there. Pew! Dad heard the .22 going off. He went through the house, looked out in the lawn. He knew I wasn't around. He said, He got his pickup truck off to this day. I'll never forget that. He cut it into that road going to the barn and where those hogs was and stuff. I looked around and he was up there before I knew it. I said, "Here, Randy, take the gun, take the gun." He wouldn't. Just raise your hands up here like that. I said, here. I said, "Take this gun." He wouldn't take it. I threw it over in the weeds.
Yeah, right.
Dad said,
"No gun."
"Was you shooting that gun?" I said, "Randy was."
Yeah.
Dad said, "Son, when I cut around the corner," he said, "I saw you. You had the gun in your hand." He said, "I told you and I warned you."
Yep.
He whipped me out that little road to the main road, to the pay road. And old Doc Constant. I'd walk about 10 steps, got up out of the house, went down the driveway and across the porch. He gave me one going in the front door.
I'll
say this really and truthfully. I would rather have my daddy and my mommy to correct me than my God to use drastic measures to correct me.
Right.
They do it. The parents do it for our profit. But when he has to correct us and get us in the right way, he does it for our spiritual benefit. Raise your hand and praise him. God is trying to keep us from a lot of trouble. Yes, he is. I've had God to chastise me, and it don't feel good to have him to correct me. Oh, dear Lord. How in the world did I get off on that? Well, needless to say, Randy, you can go down there and shoot all the rats you want. I will not be back down there. I've got whelps. I won't do it no more. I feel sincerity right here. How many's ever been in places, Lord, if you will help me out of this and give me one more chance, I won't do that no more. Raise your other hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. I won't act that way no more. I just won't go that route or do that way no more, Lord.
Oh.
Holy, holy, holy. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Well, as time goes, her child comes to know that its mother really cares about it. And she wants it to be blessed. Listen, children. I'm using all of this in the natural to show you how God deals with every one of us personally in our life and our soul.
Right.
This describes the relationship that we should have with God.
Yes.
He will correct us.
Amen.
When we need it.
Amen.
He will teach us if we will take it to heart and listen.
Right.
He will lead you if you will listen and take heed to him. We've got to want God more than anything in our life.
Amen.
To want to go God's way and do right. To be a respectable citizen when we grow up. Learn responsibilities when you're young and apply them. You can apply them as you grow older and you could be somebody that others will look up to.
Right.
We learn as we go. We go through our stages. If we do, we'll learn to prosper and be blessed. How many in the house? Lord, I want to prosper and I want to be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 We must earnestly seek the Lord's presence. He will wean us from the world's carnal ways.
Right.
He will wean us from selfish and vain pleasures. From its entertainments. He'll wean us from the covetous things that become a snare down the road to our soul. Can I tell us all here, good people are a light and an inspiration to every one of us, but they can only help you to a certain point.
Right.
But our real help comes from the Lord, who is the greatest teacher of all.
Yes.
It's safe when we go God's way.
Right.
Can we say from our hearts right now, Lord Jesus, teach me.
Yes.
Take everything out of my life, Lord, that's a pulling on me that I should not have. Oh, Lord, make me what I ought to be. God, make me wise and knowledgeable and spiritual.
Yes.
Praise be to the Lord. Brother Charles, you've got your Bible with you, Pappy. I want you to turn into Hebrews 6, 1. And read that first verse, Hebrews 6, verse 1. Listen to what Paul's is saying here in Hebrews.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God.
All right. Therefore, leaving the principles, the little principle things of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God. Children, there's nothing in this world like the newborn experience when you first come to Jesus, and when you're saved, it's something you will cherish. You love it. Oh, the feeling of that very first love. We couldn't hear enough about Jesus. We couldn't hear enough about the cross. We couldn't hear enough about the Savior's love that rescued us. That is just the beginning.
Yes. Come on.
What would you all think of me if I sat down and I bought this piece of property over here? I had big dreams. I had the money. I called the backhoe people come in there and just they zoned that thing over there and they dug a foundation and poured it full of concrete, laid up about three rows of concrete blocks, and you came by a month later. It did not get any farther than three rows of concrete blocks. I had the ability. I had the money. What happened to the desire? What happened? Did I get busy or too occupied with other things and I let my house go?
Come on.
Foundation's there. I'm going to tell you, when you're down on your knees or your bedside or in a church and when you gave your heart to Jesus, listen, He saved you. That's just the start.
Right.
That's the beginning stage of your working upon your spiritual house.
Right.
To make something for God. To be something that'll bring Him glory.
Right.
6 months later, something's happened to Tommy. Where's he at? You hardly ever never see him anymore. He's got that property over there. He's got three rows of blocks laid up. The wood frame has not went up. There's no windows in his house. No roof over it.
Building on.
What happened? Where's the desire? Where's the vision?
Mom.
I failed the fifth grade. Mommy and Daddy, they got a letter. They made me carry it home. Believe it or not, the teacher made me carry this letter in to the house. Oh, Lord, I dreaded this. They warned me in classes, you're going to have to read so many library books. You ain't going down to the fifth grade. We're going to hold you back. And you won't go to the sixth grade. And all of your buddies will go right to the sixth grade. And we're going to hold you back. You're going to go right through the fifth grade again. There was something about it. Now, ain't that amazing? Look at me today. I can't read enough now. I study. I pray. I read. I type. Teachers got on me and said, we're going to fail you now if you don't read. I hated to read. I can't read enough now. I'm telling you, that's what Jesus does when He comes in your heart. He gives you a desire. He makes you new. He puts something in there that you want. Well, I handed that letter to Mom and Dad. Son, what is wrong with you? You're supposed to read so many library books, and you've come up about two short. What, son? What?
You're supposed to read five, and you read four.
Okay, that was it. I couldn't remember.
You
know. Only read four. Well, I got held back. I go into that grade school, son. I go in there and everything. And boys and girls go to this sixth grade class. No, Lord. I got to stay over here with these young ones now for another year. Pass them in the hall. Hey, how you doing, Bill? How you doing, George? Tommy, does it feel good to go through the fifth grade? Get out of here, man. There's things that we must do. We must do to grow. Raise your hand right now. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be, Jesus, and do what you want me to do. Come on, tell him, Lord, I want to progress. I want to progress. I want to go higher and closer to you, Lord. I know that I'm saved. I've just not been obedient to that vision, that desire, God, that I once had. I've got to finish this building over here. Man, I feel him. I've got to build up the walls. Tell him, Lord, I need some walls in my life. Lord, I need a roof over me. Lord, I need to be covered in the blood of the Lamb. Raise your other hand. I need to be covered in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, God. Holy, holy, holy. I want doors in my house that I can go in and out. Praise be to the Lord. I want to go deeper with God and go farther with the Lord.
Yes,
God.
Praise this. Amen.
Oh, God.
Precious Jesus. God has to get us beyond the first grade.
Right.
The elementary stage of faith. God's got grade levels spiritually. As our conscience is exercised to know good from bad, what's acceptable, what's not. We go from one stage to the next level and the next stage because we are learning and applying our knowledge through the do's and the don'ts. And believe me, we learn from the flops and the failures.
Amen.
All the bumps and the scrapes in life, it ought to make us to want to do better.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I said it makes us to we ought to want to go God's way.
Yes.
A good and a sincere heart won't stay down. How many's ever failed?
Yeah.
How many's ever had the devil to tell you, you'll never make it, you're a flop and you're a failure, you'll stay like this the rest of your life? No, I ain't either. I'm going to climb up. Hallelujah. A sincere heart won't quit, but it'll get back up and it'll have a desire to do better. I know my Lord's with me. He'll forgive me and he'll help me. A sincere heart, it won't be content to remain in the elementary stage and stay in grade school for the rest of its life. Lord, I want to go on unto perfection. I want to get beyond the foundation. When I knelt at the altar in prayer and gave my life to you, I want to make something, God. I want to build something for you. I want to know that you more and more and be blessed every day of my life when this life is over and get my diploma of learning and my reward when I step in heaven's door. Praise God forever. How many can say here today, Brother Tommy, help me. Help me, dear Lord. Come on, help me, Lord. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Enter thou in unto the joys of the Lord. Woo! that'll be a glorious day, Sister Vina, when I step through heaven's gate and walk down the street of gold, and God hands me my diploma and said, you made it through grade school, you made it through high school, you made it through college, and look what I was able to do in your life because you wanted to learn and you wanted to obey me. Here's your crown of life. Praise be to the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Praise the Lord. Raise your hand. I want more of this, Jesus. I want more of this. It's good. It's good. It's good. Bring me to the next level. Come on, tell him I want to go to the next level. I want to go higher, God. I want to finish the building.
Amen.